Hey. Wow. Okay. Cool. We're doing this. All right. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Culture Shock podcast. My name is Stephen Adeboye, and wow. It's been a minute. It's been a long time since I've actually hit record on this. And I think I should owe you all some explanation as to my whereabouts, what I've been doing for the past couple of months, where my head is, and all that stuff. Because the truth is, the podcast has always been a way for me to sort of provide a platform for others to express themselves, to provide an outlet in terms of what they're working on. And I don't think I've ever really sat down and actually gone through the motions of what I go through on a sort of day-to-day basis, or even just a life update. So if there's any opportunity to do that, I think it'll be now. And I just want to, before I start, just say thank you to everyone who's actually listened to a single episode, anyone who's shared the content. It means a lot to me because this is always a passion project of mine. It was never meant to be somewhat of a big thing. It was supposed to be just a thing that I wanted to do creatively and to definitely understand the processes of what it takes to live life in your own terms and pretty much document the trials and tribulations of what entrepreneur goes through. But even more than that, it's not about the entrepreneur or the entrepreneurship that I wanted to document to. Or document rather. It was about the human aspect. It was about the emotions, the dreams, the challenges, all of that. And I hope you gained some inspiration from that. And I think with this episode, I'll hope to somewhat pinpoint the things I've gone through, but also the lessons learned as well. So I might bear everything, and to anyone or to the circumstances that I'm going to start presenting, I hope that I am doing this out of good intentions. And I also hope that people will be able to learn from it and, just use this as somewhat of a springboard to the new year. So here we are. So where have I been? What's going on? First thing first, I've moved home. I am living in a bachelor pad, and that's quite cool because I've always strived to have a home for me, and I became a homeowner towards the tail end of 2019, and it's been a big journey for me. It's one of those things where I've always said, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna build up a healthy deposit and want to sort of maximize the amount I save. And it was always, as you put money into the bank and then you spend the money, you always go end up with the same figure or less. And it was always a challenge for me to sort of, accumulate the deposit. And more than a deposit, actually, it's the actual income to sort of have a mortgage. And I think I was previously in a position where I wasn't able to secure a mortgage that would help me get the home of my dreams. And just based on life circumstances, I decided to make a change in my career and started to be a bit more self-employed. Went through a contracting period, and still am actually. And that actually helped to sort of acquire the mortgage that I was looking for to get the place, the home of my dreams. And I'm not gonna lie, it's cool. It's really cool because I'm living a little bit closer to London, but a little bit outside of it as well. So I've got the best of both worlds, and I'm starting fresh with a new perspective of what it takes to sort of build a home, but also build my own life. Because previously I was living at home, and I love my parents, and I love my brother, and I love my family. Family is one of the biggest pillars in my life, and I definitely value the amount of time I spent with them and the amount of love and food. God, I miss food. Food is so important, but I have little food here, but I'm working on that. Yeah, just everything that they've done for me. They've helped me to sort of level up to this position. So I want to give a big shout out to my mom and my dad, my brother, for always supporting me, for always having my back, and for making this happen in terms of just providing me the support to sort of take the next step. Yeah, it's one of those things now that I'm just trying to figure out where the course of the new decade is going to take me. And I don't think life should always give you the answers before you go through that process. And this is just me trying to reflect on the last 10 years, but I'm not going to do that. I don't want to bore you guys to death. But what I will talk about is a few setbacks and a few things that I had in mind when I initially started the podcast on a professional, personal level, and where I want to take this going forward. So from a sort of professional standpoint, not my 9-to-5, but just with building culture as a brand and everything, it's interesting because you really got to dedicate the time to make things work. You really got to take a lot of no's to get your yeses. And thankfully, with the guests I've had in the past, they've always said, you know what, I'm willing to give this a try. And I am 100% grateful for that, because without them, there would be no podcast. And it would just be me rambling. And, you know, we're going to see how this goes with what we have right now. But I don't think it'll be as engaging as it would be without the guests. So I just want to give a big shout out to guests, to every guest that has been in the podcast. The logistics of getting guests is very challenging, because a lot of the guests that I meet are first-time encounters. So it's just one of those things where you meet them for the first time, you kind of have a small exchange, and then you kind of just dive in, and, you know, through the grace of God or whatever the case may be, it just so happens that the chemistry is clicking with these podcasts, with these guests, and the conversations I'm having are very fluid, and we end up leaving the sessions with like a great perspective of who we are, but also a great perspective of ourselves and what we can do going forwards. And I would love to bring some of these guests back and do a sort of year review of how things were and what's going on, and, you know, all the sort of things that make an entrepreneur an entrepreneur. But again, I think, just alluding to the previous point, it's not about the entrepreneurship that I'm really focused on, especially for this new decade. It's about the humanity of a person, and knowing that we all have our own struggles, we all have our own sort of ups and downs, and it's one of those things where I think in today's day and age that we've just focused on the highlights. And I know this is very cliche with, you know, social media just showing the best of ourselves, but I think it's cool to sort of reflect and say, you know, what went well, what didn't go well, and not in such of a attention-seeking way, but more of a authentic, vulnerable way. And I think that's the direction I want the podcast to be. I think in terms of where I am right now for my life, I've gone through a lot in the last couple of 5 months where I had expectations of things going one way and end up going another way. And I think that's fine and that's beautiful, because that's how life works. And life takes you to a certain place where you think you're going one way, and it makes you shift your perspective because it's ever changing, it's ever growing. And whatever plans you have in your mind, they're not yours to own. It's for you to walk into. And sometimes those plans end up being a lot bigger than what you imagined. So I think with this whole perspective of how I'm looking at life, I'm looking at growth, I'm looking at change, I'm looking at giving back, I'm looking at all the good things that have come in the last 10 years to the point where I can use this platform in a bigger, broader perspective. So I think the thing I'm proud to announce is culture is definitely changing for the better. It's going to be more open, more authentic, more raw to who you are, who I'm bringing in, and just I don't want the filters. I don't want to think about how I want this to be a professional podcast, because I think in the past, the aim really, from a professional standpoint, with this podcast was maybe to sell it on and, you know, make it its own thing and almost franchise it in a way. But that's not the heart of what a podcast is. The heart of what a podcast is a conversation. And a conversation that needs to happen between myself and the listener. And I get it. I'm not expecting you to send me emails or phone calls or whatever, give me feedback, but internally, you're listening to someone's voice and you're processing it and you're just enjoying or learning or feeling something. And podcast is a medium of feeling through listening and learning through listening. And that form of media is still brand new. I mean, we have TV, we have the internet, we have a lot of things that just grab our attentions very quickly. And then in a moment's notice, it just switches to something else. But I think for someone to listen to a podcast, it means so much more because you can gauge better. You're using one of your five senses to sort of home into what's happening. And you're using the imagination to sort of bring things to light and using your own thought processes to say, oh, is that something I agree with? Is that something I disagree with? Is that something I'm learning or I know this information? And I think you become more educated. And I think life is this education process of just going through things and getting schooled on them as well. So, I think that's the direction I want to take it. And I think with that rebrand, it also involves a few changes to the website and also a few changes to probably the presentation of the podcast as well as even just the presentation of the brand itself. So I'm excited about that too. The other thing I'm also excited about is the location of where I'm hosting the podcast. So like I said, I've got a brand new home. That also means I've got a brand new sort of place to sort of host the podcast. And I think this is the starting point of actually bringing guests here. And instead of doing it in random locations, and I'm not going to mention where I did them previously, but I think this is going to be an investment towards making this more of a home environment for people to feel comfortable, to kick back and relax. So I'm going to have an open door policy. So anyone who I've done podcasts in the past, come over, I'll share the address, all the details, and we'll kick it, and we'll just have a conversation. And I would love to record these and actually distribute them on YouTube and wherever, you know, video outlets there are, and just make it more of a visual aspect to it, as well as the audio. So those are the, like, major points I'm really looking towards in terms of the future. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of life updates, that's as much as I'm going to give you guys. I think I'm excited in terms of what's going to come. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about the possibilities. I just, again, like to say thank you for anyone who's listened to me in the past, anyone who's learned from someone, anyone who's been a podcast guest, or anyone that I've kind of taken material from and put it online. Just thanks to you guys. Stay tuned because there are some more updates I want to give you guys, but there's also more guests and there's more opportunities for me to sort of express where culture's going and some of the exciting projects I have in the future. So again, thank you for listening and take care.